housekeeper. He or she takes on some of my work first.
Then who did this to me?
Her mother looked at her oddly.
You are the strangest child,
she said at last.
But thanks, anyway.
Before Jamie could reply, Mrs. Carhart turned and left. Jamie growled and stabbed a long metal tool through the little clay man she had been making. She knew what her mother was thinking. She was thinking that she, Jamie, had cleaned up the room but was too embarrassed to admit it. She was also thinking that if she pushed the issue, Jamie would never do it again. Which meant that when Jamie claimed she had nothing to do with this catastrophe, her mother would simply think that she was playing an odd game. And the more she tried to convince her otherwise, the more Mrs. Carhart would be convinced that she was right in her assumption. Jamie groaned. It was hopeless. Of course, the other possibility was that her mother was lying and really had hired someone to clean the room. Jamie considered the idea.
Unlikely,
she said out loud. But what other explanation was there? Some demented prowler who broke into people's houses to clean rooms when no one was at home? Jamie glanced around nervously, then shook her head. Dinner that night was interesting. Mrs. Carhart had clearly warned Mr. Carhart that he was not to make a big deal over the clean room for fear that Jamie would never do it again. By the time the meal was over,